still probably feel honored. Yeah,
absolutely, absolutely. It's just it's always a great honor. You know, chosen by the fans, the peers, coaching staff. I mean, it's pretty cool. So I'm just I wish a little bit more of our guys made it from our team, but you know, really that's. In the grand scheme of things, that's or hopefully we're not even going to be able to play in that game anyway. We're looking for another bowl.
Is that the prevailing locker room attitude, you think, about the selections or not selections?
What, snubs or whatever? I mean, I think what's important is that we had guys that played at a Pro Bowl level. That's the most important because that makes a good football team. And yeah, you can make an argument for sure for a couple guys on this team. But you know that's the way it goes, and you know it doesn't matter. Like I said, our goal as a team is to play in the big game at the end of the year anyway. So it's obsolete anyway. So hopefully it's moot at the end of the year.
You don't get to 13-2 without having guys play at a Pro Bowl level. I guess would be.
Well, you look around it. I mean, we're not going to make a big deal about it. It's not. It isn't that big of a deal. Like I said, it's important that guys played at a Pro Bowl level. That's the most important thing. That's what I always tell myself. Whether I make it or not, I want to be in consideration. And we had a lot of guys that were in consideration or at least at that level. And maybe they're alternates. I don't know. I didn't see the alternate list. But, yeah, I've been around for a while, and usually the teams that have the better records have more guys into it. I know there's a lot. There's teams out there with far worse records than we had, and they had more guys in the Pro Bowl. But that's how it goes. Who cares? And like I said, in the end, our goal is to play in a different bowl game than that Hawaii Bowl, the Pro Bowl. We want to play in the Super Bowl.
Along those lines, last we heard, I guess you'd stuck with I'm 90% sure this is my last year. 95%. Okay. 95.
Let's go.
Bad math. But
I see what you're trying to do. Okay.
I was going to go 85.
The Jedi mind trick. Okay, I get it.
Yeah. But, I mean, are you so thankful that you're in a position where Sunday is not the end, if it's going to be the end? You're looking at beyond.
Absolutely. This is what I came back for. I mean, because everybody's talking about retirement this year. I've been talking about retirement for the last 3 years. But, I mean, this is the position. This is the reason I wanted to come back and play another year with this team, because we have so many talented players on this team. It's a great locker room, great coaching staff from top to bottom, the organization, Mr. Blank. And this is what it's all about. This is why we do what we do, is to put ourselves in this type of position. So it's important that we go out and play well this week, finish the season strong, and take it on to the playoffs, because, you know, that's where we got to be at our best. And I feel like our team is getting to that point.
And what's the biggest key to the chemistry that you've built with Matt over the past couple of years?
Just the timing, I think. That's the most important thing you can have with the quarterback is timing, and anticipation. You know, he knows where I'm going to go before I know some time, and I kind of know what he's thinking as well. You know, and we work off each other, and it's a beautiful thing when it's going the right direction, and I think it is right now. You know, not just with me, with Julio, with Roddy, with Harry, with Quiz coming out of the backfield. He's a big part of our passing game as well. It's a beautiful thing when guys have that anticipation and the timing, and when it's on point, it's very tough to stop.
Was it almost a little, I don't know if I want to say unfair, but unrealistic to expect that overnight, like game one, year one?
It's unrealistic, because you need that time. I mean, now, if you got two veteran-type players, but when I first got here, obviously, it was Matt's second year, and he was still trying to figure things out. And, you know, but like I said, I knew right from the beginning, though, when I saw him, I was like, oh, he's got it. This guy, he's got all the talent in the world, and he's got the mindset to go out there and make that talent be great. And he's doing that right now. I think he's going to keep getting better and better over the years. The same way with Julio. I mean, you talk about a future. I mean, those two together over the next 5, 6, 7 years, they're going to be very, very tough to stop.
Well, if you'd stay, you could play with him.
I'm the old guy. Well, let's finish this year and hopefully get that Super Bowl ring. Well,
Tony, of all the years that you've been selected for this Pro Bowl, was any one year a bigger accomplishment in your mind than another?
I guess I'm going to go off probably this year. Honestly. Because I think the older you get, the more people start to doubt you, just because human nature, and they're like, oh, you're getting old. There's no way that you can move around like you used to. And I've been hearing that oh, he's lost a step. He's not as fast as he used to be. And it's nice to go out there and play well and tell them that, you know, what do you got to say now, you know? And that's that's part of the fun. I mean, it's going out and proving people wrong. We're in the business of that, though. I mean, I don't take it personal. I mean, if that's what you guys do. You guys are hired to go out there and kind of critique us. And I love proving the critics wrong. I mean, that's and now I'd like to do it as a team. And that's what we are. Now we just got to go to playoffs and prove our critics wrong. It's the same type of situation.